Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey.
Welcome to the 518th edition of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. We're gathered here at Gloria's Gazebo for picnic and dessert, and everybody's bought a covered dish to pass. Kevy's got some potato salad.
Tater salad.
And Tori has some rolls. And William's on the grill again. Gerald brought the sweet corn. Yeah. Scotty brought the soda. And Gordon, you brought the ice cream and hot fudge.
Bet.
And
yes,
to
I
this
did.
Special spot where the music is the thing and the chatter adds the bling on this international.
Joy is contagious day. This day'll be grand if you'll follow God's plan.
And Bill is holding a spatula that looks like a homecoming microphone over there. He just won the I Can Now Boil Water Award.
Woo. His name is Bill. No big deal. Turn on the stove and you got a meal, Gaither.
Woo. You guys make it sound like I'm inept in the kitchen. I'll have you know that I can open a can with the best of them.
Oh, good,
open up
good.
A can, Bill. Come
okay,
on.
Okay, and in here I found some great, talented people. Nealens, Buddy Green, Karen
Yeah. Bennett. And the vocal band, the Hoppers, Legacy 5, Sandy Patty William. It's going to be a delicious kind of day.
Pull the switch on it, Bill. Let's get going.
Here are the Nealens. Waiting on the word.
It's That's not all we're song. Waiting on, pal. Let me tell you. Oh, it's going to be a good day at Homecoming Radio.
I'm waiting on the word, the one that says he's coming back. And on that word, he'll break the sky wide open, brother, that's a fact. There'll be no time for scrambling when that mighty trumpet's heard. You better be listening, watching, waiting on the word.
Well, I know I have to stay here dealing with these earthly things till the Lord decides it's time for me to hear.
Keeping our listeners fully informed, here's my public service announcement today. It is International Enthusiasm Week.
Woo!
Yeah, that was this week.
Get all excited.
Go tell everybody.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ is king.
Amen.
Thomas Dorsey wrote this great, great classic. Back in the early 50s, a lot of groups sing it. Jordan Ayer sang it. Here's Wes Hampton. And a vocal band. I love to hear this old boy sing this one. Listen.
I'll tell of the Savior. I'll tell of His favor. I'll tell it, Lord, wherever I go.
Lord.
It happens every time. Just when we get into the music, we have to...
Oh, but Gordon, you're waiting for this moment.
Oh, really?
High recognition this week from the Van Dusen Verbal Van der Voorst meeting at Val's Veggie Vestry in Valdosta.
Valdosta, Georgia.
What quartet does he sing with?
They were very impressed by our vocabulary skills and presented us with their one and only When You've Got It, Flaunt It medallion.
Amen.
So finally, somebody who understands the excellence of the word of the
Sounds
day.
Sounds like they know what they're doing.
And here it is. Quistuary.
What?
Quistuary?
I'm going to need a...
Lord knows.
Hey, where's my bell? Somebody hid my bell.
To be a quistuary.
There it is.
Bell.
Yeah.
Don't go hiding a man's bell. You know Quistuary.
No, please.
Now, let me tell you, Gordon, it's a cheese that is smoked and molded in the shaving kits of many a quartet-based singer. Quistuary is curdled with barren cologne and packed with vitamins. Quistuary is available from many of the world's leading cheesemongers. You know, early archaeological evidence. I can't read my own writing here. Look at that. I jotted some notes about Quistuary. Let me just tell you what I remember. It's found in Egyptian tombs dating back to 1000 BC. In fact, just last year, they found a slice of Quistuary sitting beside a piece of gopher wood and a Gaither 8-track. True story.
Oh,
no, Kevin. Au contraire. It means to make money.
Oh, no wonder I never heard of it.
Oh, well.
As in, music tours must Quistuary or they'll go broke.
There's Quistuary right
there. Yeah. Okay, so.
Buddy Green's going to get us out of this. He is.
Well, he brought out the children of Israel. He brought them out safely, he brought them out well. But the children of Israel put him to the test. And they wandered 40 years in the wilderness. Because he is the God of Abraham, the Lion of Judah, and the perfect Lamb. He is the Savior of all mankind, risen up the dead, giving sight to the blind. Then he brought them on into the promised land. He said, you better serve me, you better not serve man. But their hearts grew hard and they went astray. And the children of Israel were carried away. Cause he is the God of Abraham, the Lion of Judah and the perfect Lamb. He is the Savior of all mankind, raising up the dead, giving sight to the blind. Well, the Son of God became the Son of Man, the Word made flesh in a troubled land. A stumbling block to everyone he met. He said, you haven't understood about the kingdom yet. Listen well. Cause he is the God of Abraham, the Lion of Judah, and the perfect Lamb. He is the Savior of all mankind, raising up the dead, giving sight to the blind.
Back here with all of my good friends. You know, Gloria and I have three kids, and we got seven grandkids now. And you learn something with your grandkids. If you want your grandkids to go to sleep, don't start out bedtime stories with once upon a time. Start it with when I was your age.
Guaranteed. Yes.
They'll go to sleep every time.
I skipped the bedtime stories and just put on one of my records.
Here's Karen Peck.
It keeps you from reaching out to God in faith. The situation seems the same, and you feel your prayer is all in vain. But I believe this will be true. If you pray, God's working, He's working. This one thing I know He'll do. He'll move the earth to see it through if you believe. He said if we would ask, we would receive every promise that He's made to you and me. And I hear the Master say, don't be afraid, no, just believe me. I believe it.
Cause He said it, and I know, yes, I know, I know.
Jesus said it,
I believe it.
I believe it,
and I know, yes, I know.
He's gonna see me through. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. Yes, He will. But you say, I feel so all alone. It takes all my strength to keep holding on. It won't be long until victory comes. It's in your weakness, He said, that she would be strong. Oh, I've seen mountains move. He's alive and working. He's alive and working. And He's proved it to be true. What He's done for me, He will do for you if you'll just believe. He said if we would ask, we could receive every promise that He's made to you and me. And I hear the Master say, don't be afraid, just believe me. So keep on holding on to what you know is true for us.
come through for you. You see, his word is on the line. He will come through every time if you just believe him. Believe him. Oh, because he said it. And I believe it. And I know he doesn't lie. He said it. And I believe it. And I know. I believe it, and I know, yes, yes, I believe it, I know,
leave us some great notes every week here at homecomingradio.com.
Notes like this one. I listen to Homecoming Radio on Saturday on 88.9 in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah, roll tide.
I love the program and your music is the best. It is so joyful and encouraging that I find my life lifted every time I listen. Keep up the great work. That's from Willie.
This one says, I hear you on Sunday morning on my way to church. Many times I sit in my car until the song ends because I don't want to miss a thing. Mm. It's the best hour of my week. So keep the humor and God-honoring music coming our way. I appreciate it. That's from Shirley.
You're going to love this one, guys. And Tori, 2 years ago at your Columbus concert, I met the girl who would become my wife.
Ooh.
It's a long but great story. Needless to say, we're both great fans of the Gaithers. We love the vocal band, especially David. He's amazing. Thanks for what you do and for coming to Columbus so I could meet my future wife.
Oh, how fun is that?
We'll check in about 25 years.
Yeah,
now.
We're in the business of matrimony. This one says we are major fans of Homecoming Radio, and so is our three-year-old granddaughter. She loves the music, she knows many of the songs, and sings along at the top of her lungs. Thank you so much for the great music, and it teaches our grandbabies the truth of Scripture. Blessings from Alan in New York. Thank
That's
you.
That's great.
Ruth in Jamaica loves Homecoming Radio, and we love the notes that you send our way, so keep them coming. In Philippians 2, when Paul wrote those powerful words concerning the name of Jesus, he wrote that there is a name that is above every name, and at that name one day every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that he is truly Lord. In that name there is healing, power, peace, hope, love, forgiveness, and salvation. Oh, the majesty and the glory of that name. Here's Sandy Patty singing the majesty and the glory of your great name. Listen.
When I gaze into the night sky and see the works of your feet, suspended.
have made him a little lower than the angels. You have put him in charge of all creation, the beasts of the field, the birds of the earth, the fish.
Our goal today was to share our contagious joy with you. We hope you've caught enough to last until the next time we meet. I already have your front seat reserved.
And if you save or surf throughout the week, take a moment, homecomingradio.com. where you can
hear more of us online, check out the times and places for upcoming concerts, and find the latest scoop on Gaither videos.
And you'll love spending time on our Facebook page. Hit that little like button. Best of all, you can leave us a note. Go do it right now, homecomingradio.com.
That's right, Tori, and some great homecoming stations in the state of Utah, KLLB, KYAH, KMUX, and KHQN. Gosh, thank you, and a big
salute! Hey, Bill, it's time for me and you to head to the gym for our Pilates class. Here are my keys. You're driving.
Pilates. What?
Yeah. Class.
I've stretched as far as I can't stretch anymore. Yes. We got to run. Time is gone. See you next week.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.